السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام, most respected elders and brothers and our mothers and sisters who are present and those who are listening over streaming, we know that in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, then you will find in many of the masajid, many of the venues, the theme of many of the programs is centered around the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We who pride ourselves and take privilege in the fact that we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is extremely important that we also do an analysis, an evaluation, a self-assessment to see what kind of relationship we have with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif, the gist of the ayah, the gist of the verse, that if Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if this world and all the glitter and the glamour and all the material items of this world, if they are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you should wait for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we understand that it is a requirement of every single believer, every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to have a certain percentage of love. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib used to put it very beautifully. He said that we need 51% love. So Allah Ta'ala reward our Kabirin, our Ahlullah, and our late Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. They made things very, very easy for us. So normally a person, when we understand having, you say that person is Aashiq Rasul, and he is madly in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so we will have a certain perception in our mind that this person, you know, he divorces himself from this world and perhaps he is confined to some masjid, or maybe he's living in Medina Sharif and he just spends his life in Masjid al-Nabawi. So that is a real ashik, and that's what we are also required to do. So Hazrat made it very easy. He said that all we need is 51% love, meaning that you are allowed. You are allowed to love your family, you are allowed to have intense love for a person's motor vehicle, for a person's shoes, whatever else, for the person's cell phone. It is not haram, it is not impermissible. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had love for certain things in this world also. For example, khushbu and itar was very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his wives. So there are certain things that a person is inclined to, and there's nothing wrong with that. Especially in today's times, sometimes the person becomes too extreme, then what happens is the person cannot sustain it. And then this nafs within ourselves, it rebels. The nafs rebels, and the person gives everything. And the one woman, so she went into one extreme. So let alone the parda, but she went to such a high level where hardly even smiling, no more lightheartedness, being very hard on herself. Eventually everything was lost. Not only was the parda gone, the scarf too disappeared. So Hazrat Mohyuddin Patel Sahib Rahmatullah is always say that stay away from that which is haram and give yourself plenty of halal. Give plenty of halal, but stay away from that which is haram to such an extent that as a Shah Akim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if the wife is asking, for example, for a TV in the house and watch movies, so the one approach he said that how dare you ask for such a thing? You know, I'll bash your teeth out next time you ask such a thing. Or the person, he threatens or he gives the silent treatment for the next few days. Hazrat used to say that the person communicates and says that, see, if I have to give you this, we are going to be inviting the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to bring something in the home that is going to bring fitna and cause problems. There will no longer be family time, whatever else it is. In fact, I'll buy you something else. And then he says, buy the wife a gift that is even more expensive than that. So that relationship of mahabbat is maintained. That relationship of love is maintained. So anyway, coming back to what you were saying, in the month of Rabiul Awal, we should take this opportunity, since in various venues and masajid, the theme and the topic is centered around the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's a good ideal opportunity for us to understand what is our level of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sometimes we have to compare, you know, say, they are doing comparison. The person buys a cell phone, the youngsters, is it your cell phone? How's compare your cell phone with my cell phone? The men folk buy the cars, they compare your capability and my capability. Yours has got a certain liter engine, mine got a certain liter engine. What's the fuel consumption on yours compared to the fuel consumption of mine? Sometimes two people purchase the same vehicle. So how come you're getting such mileage on your vehicle and how come mine is so heavy? Is something not right? So we do a comparison and we are able to now find that there possibly could be a fault. But that's where I need to be. So we are all ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us now do a quick analysis. These majalis are there to just create some kind of, you know, desire. Even if the desire is created, that, Ya Allah, I also wish I had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't have it, but I wish I had it. Even that too, the desire to, inshallah, with the desire, Allah Ta'ala will, one of the tafsir is, of the verse of the Quran Sharif, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. So one of the tafsir that is mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat for that person who wants hidayat. He's got the desire, he's got the tamanna for hidayat. So sometimes just that desire comes in the heart that I also wish I can become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. I also wish I can become an ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we study the lives of the sahaba ikram, Allahu Akbar, then the greatest ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What kind of mahabba, what kind of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many incidents in the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What kind of sacrifices he made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of his wealth he spent on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's one of the signs of love, that the person who you claim to love, you are willing to sacrifice something for that person. Otherwise, if the person is not willing to sacrifice, that love is confined to the lips. That's a lip service. I mentioned in the Monday night program in Demet, that incident which we heard from Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that there was a person who had a dog as a pet and the dog was dying of starvation, and this person was crying and crying that, you know, my dog is dying, and he was hysterical. So somebody was passing by, hey, what's happening? He said, my dog is about to die, it's on the throes of death. Why? He said, he's dying of starvation. And this person had a basket he was carrying on his head. It's an example. He had a basket he was carrying on his head. So he said, by what is in that basket? He said, it's food. So he said, whose food is it? Is it my own food? So the person put two and two together. That your dog is your dog. You love your dog. Your food. Why don't you give your dog the food then? He said, no, you see, these tears are free. The food is not free. So this is an example of love that is confined to the lips. There's no willingness to sacrifice anything for the sake of the beloved. In the same way, the sign of the love of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and many Sahaba ikram was their willingness to not only sacrifice their wealth, not only sacrifice their comfort, not only sacrifice their families, but many of them, and in fact all of them, were willing to sacrifice every last drop of blood that they had within their body for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu. That was the highest form of love. There's an incident of one mentioned in the kitabs, and of course these are incidents, authenticity, now we don't know all of these things, but it gives an understanding. Otherwise we can't go by dreams. You know, some people, they put so much of emphasis on dreams. A lot of dreams, everything is dreams. A person now, how can we go in your dream to see whether it's true or false? Person can dream a lot of things. One sheikh said, I every perform salah in the Haram Sharif in my dreams. So once someone was owing him some money. When are you going to pay me? He said, no, I'll come in your dream tomorrow. I'll pay you there, I'll meet you there in the Haram Sharif. So we are not living in a dream world. We're living in the real world. These dreams are mubashirat. They are sometimes glad tidings. Or maybe it is a warning for a person. But most of the dreams nowadays, the person is just a replay of the events of the day. Or the person is he feels very strongly on a certain position. And then he dreams of one sahabi coming and telling him that you are on haq and they are on batil. So we cannot establish, that is why the fuqaha, Allah Ta'ala reward them, that no masla of deen can be established based on any dream. Anyway, these dreams just give us an understanding. This wali of Allah, he dreamt. He felt that, you know, after all his spiritual exercises and his ibadat and his du'as and his recitation of durood sharif, he felt that he had intense love for Rasulullah. The thought crossed his mind that, you know, I think my love for Rasulullah perhaps is more than the love that the sahaba had. So that night he saw in a dream that he was on an ox wagon. And on this ox wagon, he sees that he's in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are four sahabi of Rasulullah and Khulafai Rashideen, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Umar Farooq radiallahu an. These names of the sahaba ikram, when we say it, we must remember, you know, sometimes a person says, you know, he speaks about his sheikh. You know, my sheikh, such a great wali of Allah. Even when I speak about him, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali mentions that the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends when we mention the pious. Just discussing the pious, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends. Fadlan an wujudihim. Can we imagine if we have the pious people in our midst, what kind of blessings comes down? So normally people say, I'm speaking about my sheikh. No doubt our mashayikh, Allah Ta'ala reward them, they had a certain level of piety. However, we must put everything into perspective that the greatest wali of Allah is not equivalent to the lowest sahabi of Rasulullah. Sahaba ikiram, Allahu Akbar, sahabatu kulluhum adul. Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihi muqtadaytum, ihtadaytum. Nabi Kareem Sasim said, my sahaba are like guiding stars. Allah declares in the Quran Sharif, أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Allah Ta'ala says, رضي الله عنهم مرضوا عن. That Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a declaration that is. So we're mentioning, even when we take the name of these sahaba, Umar رضي الله عن, Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عن, ذو النورين, Ali كرم الله وجهه رضي الله عن, these sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, we must have yaqeen, it descends. So he saw these sahaba ikram on this ox wagon, and it so happened that as these animals were pulling it, somehow or the other, it became dislodged. And the ox wagon started now moving freely without any harness or any control. And it came to a point where now there was a steep descent. That time they didn't have any hill descent and all of that. Huh? So now, what happened? That wagon started going, so to say, free fall. So this Buzruk and this Sheikh, he shouted out, he says, you know, the best is, while it's gaining momentum and before it picks up too much speed, why don't we just all just jump out? We'd rather jump out now, because if it, the longer we wait, the faster it's going to go, the more we'll get injured. Now if we jump out, we get a few bruises, a few scratches, and that's it. He says, he just finished the statement. Next thing, he sees the entire ox wagon comes to a halt, and he looks, and all four of these Sahabi had placed their head and used their heads as a brake to stop the four wheels. And he woke up from his dream, and immediately he realized that this was a message for him, that this is the kind of love you have for Rasulullah. And that was the love that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah. And this is a reality. Look at the Battle of Uhud. How the Sahaba Ikram rallied around Rasulullah ﷺ and used their bodies to shield the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That incident of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in Makkatul Mukarrama, where he was severely beaten. He was severely beaten until it is mentioned they couldn't even recognize his face any longer. And when he regains consciousness, the first question is, where is my Nabi? Where is my Rasul? And he insists that he needs to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the high form of ishq and love for Rasul. In fact, the highest form. And then we move on, and you take Umar radiallahu anhu. We don't have time to go to every Sahabi, but look at Umar radiallahu anhu. That Sahabi who initially had set out with a mission to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when he becomes a Muslim, when Iman enters his heart, then he is amongst those who is prepared to sacrifice everything. That even if a person showed some level of disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was prepared to take out his sword and separate the head from the body. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you just give one. Just move your head. Not even much you need to do. Just give me one ishara and I will. This was the kind of love that Umar radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are so many incidents. So this is the love that the Sahaba ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. We don't have time to go through every Sahabi, but this just will stop from the Sahaba on this one incident. That after the Battle of Badr, and he was captured, and the kuffar of Makkah found a opportunity to express their vengeance and their revenge in the being of Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu for what had transpired to them in the Battle of Badr. So they all felt that this is an opportunity for them to get some kind of revenge. And they had him tied up, and they started to torture him, and they started to mutilate his body piece by piece. In that condition, the question that was asked to him, that do you not wish that the Muhammad, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is in your place and you are safe and sound? And his response was that I am not prepared to even allow a thorn to prick my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am safe and sound. That was the kind of love. And now imagine, it's easy for us to say it. Can you imagine you are now being cut, and pieces of your body are being cut, and the pain, you are brutally being mutilated, and then to utter that. What kind of love you must be having for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence we find that the Sahaba ikram, when they had come for the Hajj at the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when the mushrikeen witnessed the Sahaba around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make wudu, for example, they wouldn't even allow that water of wudu to touch the ground. They would fight and would come forward, and each one would try and get that barakat and the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was then that the statement was mentioned that ma ra'aytu ahadan ahabba ahadan kahubbi ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada, to this effect. The person says that, you know, I've traveled throughout the lands, and I've gone to the different empires, and I've seen the protocol, but I've never seen any group of people love their leader like how the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam love Muhammad. I've never seen this. So this was the Sahaba ikram. This was the kind of love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then if we move a little further down, you study the lives of the pious predecessors, the tabi'een. Study the lives of the tabi tabi'een. For example, comes to mind Imam Malik, rahimahullah. His ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he remained in Madinatul Munawwara. He didn't want to leave Medina. It is mentioned that he would walk in Madinatul Munawwara with such respect that he wouldn't even relieve himself in Madinatul Munawwara. He would go to the outskirts and then he would come back in. On one occasion, he was teaching the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the students that were around him saw that he was going through a lot of pain. But the students were reading. After they completed reciting the ahadith, the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that, would you come and see, there's something biting me. They discovered that there was a scorpion that had bit him on a number of places on his back. He said, why did you not tell us? He said that I felt it disrespectful to interrupt the words of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that was the kind of ishq and love that Imam Malik rahimahullah had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then as we move a little further down and we go down and we see some of our akabirin and our ahlullah, what kind of ishq they had, you will notice that there was so much of mahabbat, and everything that was related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became beloved. That even the sand of Madinatul Munawwara became beloved. Even dying in Madinatul Munawwara, again going to Umar radiallahu anhu, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. He said that, oh Allah, let me die as a martyr. So he loved to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then he said, ya Allah, let me die in Madina Sharif. So now how could those two be reconciled? Because Madinatul Munawwara was, in his reign, was safe, it was sound. The battles were far out in the outskirts. He ruled over 2/3 of the then known world. Allah Ta'ala made it that whilst he was performing his salah, he was stabbed, and then eventually he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala gave him shahadat in Madinatul Munawwara, buried right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a honor. So if we study the lives of our Ahlullah, our Akabirin, you will notice the great amount of mahabbat for Madinatul Munawwara, great amount of mahabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, on one occasion he went to Madinatul Munawwara, and while sitting, or rather Makkatul Mukarrama, while sitting in the Haram Sharif, it was before the Jummah Salah, he began to tear. So the person sitting next to him, he narrates it. He said that he was tearing. The Jummah began, he started crying. Whole Salah, he was crying. Later on, when they returned to the room, he took up some curry, say, Hazrat, what happened? I'd like to know what happened to you. Why were you crying? What made you cry? Like one person mentioned to me, he was a doctor. He said, you know, I went for Umrah during the month of Ramadan. And he said, I was in Madinatul Munawwara, I was in Medina Sharif, we were reading Taraweeh. And he said, there was an elderly Arab man next to me. And the Imam started reading the Quran. And the Imam recited some verses of the Quran, and this Arab elderly person started crying. And he said, the whole Salah, he cried. But he said, something came in my heart, that what is it? I don't understand the Quran, but what is it in the Quran that made this person cry? MashaAllah, that person then went on, became a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, and MashaAllah, studied the translation of the Quran, did Arabic, and MashaAllah, now he reads the Quran with understanding. So that became a catalyst, a chain turning point in his life, where he felt that he needs to see what is it in the Quran that is gripping people, that is bringing people to tears. So he said, Hazrat, what happened to you? So he said, you know, I was sitting, and then my eye fell on the Haram, on the mountains of Haram. In fact, Hazrat has a couplets, Ya Jibal al Haram, Ya Jibal al Haram, Meri Nazro me tum ho bade muhtaram, Ya Jibal al Haram, Ya Jibal al Haram, O mountains of Makkatul Mukarrama, in my eyes you are extremely honorable, you are extremely great. That even the mountains of Makkah Sharif became great. Why? Why did the mountains of Makkatul Mukarrama become great? Because the verses of Wahi came down on those mountains. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked on those lands. And that is why when he would make tawaf, he used to say, Kaha meri qismat tawaf e haram, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. He says that, oh Allah, where is my good fortune? A sinful, weak servant like myself. How is it that I have this great good fortune of putting my feet on this very land upon which my Rasulullah s.a.w. placed his feet? So he says, I looked at the mountains and I thought to myself that my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there must have been a time when he took his, he was a shepherd after all. He must have been walking with his sheep at some point on this very mountain that I'm looking at. And that feeling and that relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam caused his heart to melt and he couldn't control himself, and that ecstasy and the joy of being in that very city in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. And that is why when the ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is mentioned as a Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, many of the akabirin, when they would come close to Madinah to Munawwara, there would be excitement in their heart. As Moinus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi also say that when you come close to Madinah Sharif, now the heart becomes excited that soon I'm going to be meeting my beloved. Soon I will be entering the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the person who was aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he was reciting those couplets. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, pir madine ki janib ko jaye. That ya Allah, these tears, this crying, the person who is aashiq of Madina Sharif, he's waiting to go back. And he's making dua constantly, perhaps every second day, every third day, perhaps every day. Allah, take me to Madina Sharif. Take me to Madina Sharif. That once again I can present myself at the Rawda of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again I can experience that peace and that serenity and that tranquility of Madinatul Munawwara. So the person has got that longing. So he says, ya Allah, these cries, or these tears, and this pain in my heart of going again to Madina Sharif, when is it going to bear fruit? When I'm going to get that chance? Is it because I've committed some sin that I have been deprived of it? Of course, it doesn't mean that if a person is not going to Madina Sharif or hasn't gone for Umrah, then it means that the person is committing sin. But those who are the ashiks, that they keep on introspecting. They keep on questioning themselves. They're never satisfied with themselves. Whenever something goes wrong, they immediately their first point of call, perhaps it's my sins. That's some weakness of minds. Like I mentioned to the teachers that there was a ustad in the Darul Uloom of Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab, Ardoi rahmatullah alayh. He had a lot of shafqat and love for his students. So when the students didn't know their sabak, he used to become emotional. That why is it you don't know your sabak? Ya Allah, did I commit some sin that my students don't know their sabak? Is it some weakness of mind that my students are not learning? So the students used to get so worried. They said, no, Hazrat, it's not you. It's our fault. It's our fault. They had so much of love for the Ustad because the Ustad was so loving too. May Allah Ta'ala make us like that. So anyway, so that was the feeling now that my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these are the very lands that he walked on. Once one person came, he was leaving for Umrah. We were sitting there. So they came to inform Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi that they're going for Umrah. So Hazrat looked down and then he said that when you go to Madina Sharif, and then he just became emotional, that convey my salam to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's when you almost felt that love, that deep hearted love that he had for Madinatul Munawwara. So he says, ya Allah, rang laayegi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. That ya Allah, when will this pain of my heart bear fruit, that once again I can go to Madinatul Munawwara. And then when the person is coming to Madina Sharif, then he says, as soon as he's looking, where is that green dome? We can put one green dome here in Durban also. But that green dome in Durban, it means nothing. In fact, in Johannesburg, there's one particular masjid where they've managed to get the green dome, almost like 100% replica of the one in Madina Sharif. But that green dome doesn't give you that feeling that you see when you see the real green dome. So the person, he says, as soon as he's, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, when the gaze falls on that green dome, then the ashik of Rasulullah automatically, Allahumma salli ala, سيدنا محمد اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. So automatically durood and salawat once more Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and we'll terminate on this time is and carry on. He was sitting outside looking at the green door. So somebody interrupted him, made salam. He said, Maulana, what are you looking at? He said, I'm looking at all the flights that are going in and going out. So again, thinking and perceiving and using that power of imagination, and that every time a person recites durood and salam, there are angels that are sending it to Rasulullah. Throughout the world, there are somebody is in tashahud, somebody giving adhan, there are people who are reading 100 times durood, some people reading 1,000 times durood, some people reading 100,000 times durood. How much of durood is coming down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Said, I'm thinking to myself, how fortunate I am, right? Close, nearby. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ishq and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we will start loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically we'll start loving the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll try and do things that will please our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll stay away from those things that will bring the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he's doing something, he'll ask himself. Like someone phoned me a little earlier on. Yeah, ta'alluq with Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah. The question I asked, I said, I want to ask you a question. That this action that you did, honestly speaking, would Maulana Rahmatullah Ali have been happy or unhappy? He said, unhappy. So I said, was. So we ask ourselves the question, that this action that we will be engaging in, will my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be pleased with it or not? And if he will be pleased, alhamdulillah, go for it. But if Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to bring sadness and displeasure of my Rasulullah sallam, then how can I displease my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can we inculcate the love? Recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take out some time in our time schedule where for a little while read a good book, authentic book on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will inshallah create love for Rasulullah. Spend time in the company of the ashiqs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the easiest way. Because when you sit in the company of someone who likes something, someone who's inclined to something, someone who's got a certain hobby, then automatically you also incline to that. So if you sit in the company of the ashiqs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah you will also develop some level of ishq of Rasulullah. May Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A little bit zikrullah in du'a inshallah. Recite durusha.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. O Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, most loving, most caring Allah. Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties, Ya Allah, so many favors, Ya Allah. Amongst the great favors that you have blessed us, Ya Allah, is that you have selected us and chosen us to be from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, this is such a great bounty for which, Ya Allah, we didn't register, we didn't apply, Ya Allah. Mahaz, Ya Allah, Tere sifat rahimi or kareemi say, Ya Allah, through your sifat of karam, Ya Allah, that despite us not deserving it, Ya Allah, you chose us to be from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq to appreciate this bounty of being from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us the ashiks of Madinatul Munawwara, Ya Allah. Make us the ashiks of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have used all your bounties and your favors, Ya Allah, to violate your commands, Ya Allah. So much of negligence and heedlessness, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, it is never too late, Ya Allah. You are the most forgiving, most merciful, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa al-amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i al-barid. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma tahir qulubana min al-nifaq wa a'malana min al-riya wa al-sinatana min al-kadhib wa a'yunana min al-khiyana fa innaka ta'lamu kha'inat al-a'yuni wa ma tukfi al-sudur. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. والله make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. والله make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. والله bless us, Ya Allah, with a strong connection with you, Ya Allah. Bless us with your mahabba and your ma'rifa, Ya Allah. والله bless us with your ishq, Ya Allah. والله purify our hearts, Ya Allah. اب آو حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. والله purify our hearts, Ya Allah. والله our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. عمر ہو رہی ہے مثل برف کم چپکے چپکے رفتہ رفتہ دم بدم. Slowly but surely we are edging, we are moving closer and closer to our graves, Ya Allah. At the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madinatul Munawwara. Rawdha Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. Allah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. لیکن اگر مقدر نہیں ہے تو جہاں بھی ہو برکت والی موت نصیب فرما. Wherever it may be, Ya Allah, give us a Mubarak death, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah.
Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the best of this world and the best of the year after, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat in this country, Ya Allah. Change the conditions in this country from insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, grant them plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. Our students, Ya Allah, who are studying, Ya Allah. Some are doing hifz, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them. Make them hafiz ba'amal, Ya Allah. Allah, preserve the Quran Sharif in their hearts, Ya Allah. Make the Quran Sharif a light for them in this world, Ya Allah, in the qabr and in the year after, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those who are doing the alim cause, Ya Allah, make them, Ya Allah, ulama, Ya Allah, who will become flag bearers of the deen of Islam, Ya Allah, who will bring people closer towards deen, Ya Allah, who will unite the ummah, Ya Allah, who will rejuvenate and revive the ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, who will be a means, Ya Allah, of the pleasure and the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from all the sicknesses, Ya Allah, and the spiritual maladies of our hearts, Ya Allah. We have got so much of pride in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, so much of malice in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Give us clean, pure hearts, Ya Allah. Why should we be proud when we are nothing except that which you have granted us, Ya Allah? You have said in the Quran, Majid, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah, everything that we have is nothing but what you have granted us, Ya Allah. Had you desired, we would not even be existent, Ya Allah. Allah, we are totally dependent on you, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with ilm nafi', Ya Allah. Beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Allahumma ij'alna hadina muhtadin, ghayra dhali wala mudillin. Make us a means of hidayah, Ya Allah. Protect us from being misguided. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allah, you're well aware. All those who are raising their hands, Ya Allah, from the males, the females, Ya Allah, whatever challenge, difficulty, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah, alleviate it, Ya Allah. You are well aware. All their good desires, their aspirations, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what kind of desires may have come into the heart, Ya Allah? We all want to become your friends, Ya Allah. We all want to become the ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all want to go for Umrah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fulfill all these good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah. Allah, remove all our difficulties and our challenges. Do not test us, Ya Allah. Take us through the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Do not take us through the road of sabr, Ya Allah. Humma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli shar ما استعاد منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا الله ومشايخ وساتذة وعباز يا الله our parents, our grandparents, يا الله ومحسنين whoever has shown kindness to us in whatever way it may have been, يا الله يا الله grant them the best of dunya and the best of akhira those who have passed away, يا الله whether it is our ساتذة وعباز our parents, our grandparents, our family members, يا الله some have lost their brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Allah, fill the graves with noor, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al quburahum rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.